Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Today's episode is Age is Just a Number. And today's guest is Alexis. Alexis, say hi to everyone.
Hello everyone, how are you all?
All right, so this episode is about the age difference in relationships. Some people like to date a little older. Some people are comfortable dating younger. Our previous guest, Tia B, she says she's looking for a sugar daddy. We got to get the update on that sugar baby app. And me personally, I like to date older guys. Now, when I say older, I mean like within like a 10-year time span. Anything outside of that, I feel like is just not for me. How about you?
I would like to think of myself as an equal opportunist in the dating world.
You trying to say I'm discriminating?
No, I am not making any judgment at all. But I would definitely say I've dated a guy that was about 12 years older than myself once.
And really?
It was very casual. Like, it didn't go anywhere. But the fact that I accepted the date was like, I include him in the pool because I did it, right?
How old were you at the time, though?
This was about, 3 years ago? So I was, like, 26.
Okay, so he was 38. Mm. How was that, though? Like, did you feel like you had something in common with him? Because that's my big thing. I feel like if I go too low or too high, like, there's nothing in common. Like, we have nothing in common.
At this point, I was just dating for fun.
Okay.
And so we met while I was out. And he was, like, super interested. I accepted the date.
Okay.
I went on the date. And it wasn't his age. He was just corny.
Ooh.
So, sorry.
That's another thing. You can't be old and be corny.
Honey, please. But he thought he was cool, which made him more corny. And, you know, to each their own. Like, there is a community for everyone. He wasn't my match.
Uh-oh. He probably was looking for you to help him be not corny. No.
I'll take that, but it just, the corny won and that. Didn't win me over. It won the battle. He was out.
You had enough?
Oh, yeah. No real more. Fast. Real fast. But I would like to say, like, I told my dad that I was dating an older guy just to get some advice.
Okay.
In navigating the space because it can be weird, you know? And my dad was just like, He didn't say too much. I was happy that he didn't say too much because he could have been like, girl, are you crazy?
Right?
But then, like, now my current boyfriend, he's 5 years younger than myself.
I know. When you told me that, I was just like, and we're a year apart. I'm a year older than you.
Okay.
I don't see myself dating someone that young.
I didn't see it for myself either, but I tried dating a younger guy previously, and he was just completely immature. So, like, I had gotten a taste of what it definitely shouldn't feel like.
Right.
And when I met this guy, I thought he was way older. I thought he was older than myself. Like, he's fully bearded. His face, it doesn't still have that baby face look.
That beard.
Ooh, girl, that
beard. A beard and a hat, it'll get you.
And he has such full hair. And like I said, his face, it doesn't have that baby face anymore. He's, you know, you have your, like, child face, your young adult face, and then your adult face.
He got a grown man face.
He has a grown man face. And so when he asked me how old I was completely confident in telling him because I just knew he was older than me.
He was older.
So I was like, yes, I believe I was 27 at the time. Yes, because I'm like, oh, I'm 27. How old are you? Usually I will say, how old do you think I am? That's
right.
That's like how I get to gauge where they think that I am. I was way confident. I was like, it doesn't matter where he thinks I am. I know he's older than me, so whatever. When this man said 22, I almost choked on my beer. I was like, this can't be true.
He barely got in.
Barely. He could barely buy me a drink.
22?
He was 22.
Let me tell you something. I can't. Like, to me, 22, and you know they say women mature faster than men.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 22, like, no. Like, even now, I'm 30. I can't see myself dating a 25-year-old because it's sort of like, at 25, to me, in my head, I'm thinking you're probably still at home. You know what I mean? You're probably still trying to find yourself. You may not have found, like, your career or your niche in the world. Like, I feel like you're still trying to discover yourself, which I am too. We all are. But I feel like you're still a little wet behind the ears.
Well, I think one of the most valuable lessons that I've learned in my dating experiences is to not be stereotypical. Okay. And if you drop that and just give way to whatever comes your way, so you got to take it all the way back, right? It's so annoying, but I do this with everything in my life. You got to take it all the way back to your source. If you believe in the universe, God, Allah, whatever you're about to call it, right, and you know that they're always going to be good to you, then you can accept whatever comes to you. Now, it may not be for a lifetime, reason, season, lifetime, right?
Right.
But whatever exchange you have, you either learn something that you would love to find in your next partner, or you will definitely steer away from, or, right, you know, this is new. Maybe it's something I want to incorporate into my approach in dating, even if it's not something that I want from my partner. So if you start there, all of the things that build the stereotype kind of just become null and void, right?
Right.
So thinking that every 25-year-old is everything that you just said will keep you from, or as we said earlier, block that blessing, right? It'll
right.
keep you from even exploring something because you've set up all of these preconceived notions.
Yeah, I kind of feel like in a sense, I kind of do sabotage myself. But it's like, I want what I want. And I've been getting a lot of shit for this list that I have. I've been told my list is too long. Why does he have to have a car? And I was speaking to you earlier. You told me you kept a boyfriend journal. Now, that's the remix to the list. Explain to us what the boyfriend journal is.
So, to be honest, to appropriate the name, it was really my husband journal.
Oh, husband.
If we're about
journal.
To get into the whole
yes.
thing.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Let me correct that, because I'm going to go home and I'm going to do a husband journal.
Exactly. And it was like boyfriend based before, and then it definitely grew into like, no, I'm looking for a husband. And more than just a husband, I am looking for a partner.
Yes.
And so I just, every night I came home from work, I would just write down a couple of things that I had thought of throughout the day.
Right.
And then ever so often I would review it. And I mean, when I tell you I was scratching stuff out every time, I'm like, what was I thinking? Oh my God, my feelings must have been really hurt when I wrote that or whatever. And I started to realize, again, some of those things that were stereotypical requirements.
Right.
And then some of the things that maybe I should focus more on. You know, maybe I do want him to be spiritually sound. Maybe
right.
I do want him to respect women in a certain regard.
Yeah.
We could get all of these other things, right? Tall, dark, and handsome. And
right.
he could go to church, but he could have no respect for you. You know, he could have that car, but he ain't trying to take you nowhere.
Exactly.
You know,
he ain't got no gas in the car.
What did Beyonce say? He be driving around the car and ain't filling up that tank.
But, you know, like, you're right.
And or,
maybe
or
he ain't
Big
Thomas,
okay, E-Class with the tank on E. Somebody else came through the club. Gas tank on E, but
yeah.
all drinks on me.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
You know they said that's the hood gospel, that song right there. I'm just saying. I saw it. It was a meme on Instagram. This is why y'all need to just keep me off Instagram. I don't need to be on social media.
First of all, I'm so mad because I am not a part of Black Twitter. And I know it's the funniest thing ever. And I'm
it's
trying
a black
to find
Twitter?
Apparently there is, and it's hysterical. Like,
but wait, it's no, like it's a separate app called Black.
No. And that's the thing that has me completely messed up, because I'm like, how do I get an invite? How do I get in? Like, can I just tell me who to like that you follow so I could? But when you said stay off Instagram, like, I wish somebody was telling me to stay off Instagram because it was too funny with these memes. Who are you following?
You know, like the Shade Room,
I do get those forwarded to me. I should just go ahead and
follow. Yeah, just follow it. It's okay. Funny. Some of the stuff is hilarious, and some of the stuff, you know, is good to know. Informative
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's like, I heard that was the hood gospel. But no, my guy, you gonna drive, that car is gonna have to pass inspection. You're gonna have to have current registration and valid insurance. And you gotta have some gas.
Are you asking these questions on the first date?
I'm not.
Third date? Do they even get to a third date without answers?
I can't even get a first date. Here's my thing. I don't meet people. I tell this to all my guests. My issue with being single is that I don't meet people.
Why not?
I just don't. I don't meet them in everyday life. Like you said, I'm blocking my blessings by thinking a younger guy is whatever. But when I do get approached, it's by like older men who are at least 60 plus. Am I blocking my blessings when I'm not?
Well, those things are being manifested because of what your ideals are, right? And once you start to remix how you feel in the space, then you will be able to create and attract something that's a little younger than 16 but and over.
I'm trying to think. Like, if I'm rolling through, one night I just happened to be rolling through the Wendy's drive-thru, and, I think he was, the manager. Who knows? He legit was like, oh, pull over. I'll bring your food outside. Came outside. This man had to be at least 62, 63. And was just like, hey, what's your name? Are you new to the area? Can I have your number? I can show you around. Yeah, this is my thing. The other day in the bank, this, he had a cane.
Okay, so let's...
Exactly. So what am I doing?
So this is what I will say. I do strongly feel that my husband is my current boyfriend.
Okay. Ooh,
and
all right.
I had to relinquish my... Again, I had to relinquish my own control. I had to stop wanting to date. Okay. I literally was like, you know what? I'm done looking. I'm done looking. Why? Because I gave total trust over to the universe.
Okay.
And I was like, I am done looking. And then, and it gets weird, I said, and I knew it was weird, I said, and I know, I trust the universe so much that I know you're going to give me a very deliberate sign when this guy is my guy. Okay. Now, I was like, what type of sign are you ever going to give me? Like, how does one give a sign that they could potentially be your future husband?
Right.
Well.
What was that sign?
You have to know my boyfriend to know his sense of humor now, and it's something that I got used to.
Okay.
But. His first, I had been in the environment with him enough, so we had already formulated the initial, engagement, right?
Okay.
He says to me, hey, I want to buy my wife a present. She looks just like you. What should I get her?
Aww.
And I was like, wife? Because we had already been passively flirting. So
okay.
I'm like, wife, you're married? Question mark?
Ugh.
You know, because what are you flirting with me for? Right?
But wait, how deep into it was this?
What do you mean?
A couple of months?
No, this is us being just coworkers at the time.
Oh,
and
man,
so
I'm on a job.
I did. Or at my part-time job, I met him.
Okay.
And he decides to say that to me one day. And like I said, we had been passively flirting previously. So when he said that, I was like, "You're married?
Like, how dare you?"
The nerve. You're ready to die is essentially how I felt. That was I was like,
you're
"So
not,
you're
never
married?
Gonna leave work."
So then he was like, oh no, you know, I mean my fiance, right?
Ooh.
So I was like, okay, I have to go do something. I'll be back. Because at this point, I'm just confused.
Right.
So I'm a little upset. And the girl standing next to him, also our coworker, she's cracking up. So I'm like, okay, something has to be up. And so I come back over and I'm like, so you're engaged? And she's like, no. And he's like, well, yeah, you know. And she's behind him cracking up. So I go to another young lady because I'm new on the scene. All these women know him. I don't. So I go to another young lady and I'm like, hey, Chris, you know, does he have a girlfriend or something? A fiance? And she starts cracking up and she is a little more aggressive than myself. So she's like, can I curse on here?
Yeah.
She's like, if he does, I'm going to kick his ass because he ain't tell me. And I was like, oh, okay. So this has to be some type of joke. And then I remember my request.
Okay.
And I said, I did ask for a very deliberate sign. And as weird and strange as his sense of humor may be, maybe this is my sign,
right.
You know? And it is very deliberate if it is. So I'm going to go ahead and take it. So I decided to ask him. I was leaving the building. I was like, hey, I'm leaving. Would you like anything from outside? That was me returning the flirt, which is also awkward. And if you get to know us, we are awkward together and it is what it is, whatever. But we're madly in love. He's like everything I've ever wanted.
Awkwardly in love.
Yes. Well, I mean, I don't think the love part is awkward. It's just we're both awkward individuals. So sometimes our conversation is like, what?
Okay.
But we understand each other. Anywho, much like this initial circumstance, right? So me, I feel like my flirting back was to ask him if he wanted anything from outside. Most people may think that's weird or basic. I don't know. But that's what I said to let him know, it's okay that things got awkward earlier when you were trying to flirt.
Right.
That's what I felt like I was doing by doing that.
Okay.
So after I brought, he wanted M&Ms with peanuts.
I love M&M's. I was just telling my producer earlier, she was eating a bag of plain M&M's.
This might be your sign, girl. You might be moving in the right way.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. That was my producer. That ain't my sign.
No, not for them. I'm saying this is an omen. The peanuts being something that I used in my space.
Oh, so he might be around the corner.
He could be.
All right.
You might meet him tonight when we leave.
I'm looking around the corner right now. I'm already looking around the corner. I'm always looking. I don't think you understand.
So listen, let me finish this and wrap this up for you.
All right.
So, of course, he's like, Eminem. So me being thoughtful, I said nuts or no nuts. He said nuts. Okay, great. When I come back with these M&Ms, I put them on the table and I said, and now you owe me a date.
Ooh, not a dollar, but a date.
Now you owe me a date.
See, my mean ass, I probably would have been like, you owe me a dollar, not a date. So that's how you guys just connected.
You see me, I'm over here giving you the evil eye.
She giving me the stink eye, like, really? I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
That dollar for that gas tank.
Right? Okay, so what are some of the benefits of dating a younger guy? Because you guys have been in a relationship for how long now?
15 months.
You said it like, you like one of them people with like a new baby. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, my baby is 84 months. Like, shut up. That don't make sense. Like, and first of all, it's not a baby.
Right, second, that's a full toddler.
Right?
Adolescent.
In third grade. Stop it. All right, so 15 months you guys have been together. What's the benefits of dating a younger guy compared to the relationships you've had with people in your age range or maybe a little older?
What are the benefits? He's so mature, I genuinely forget his age.
So you can't even tell the difference?
To be honest, I can't. Like, he's extremely mature. He's very generous. Like, he teaches me things most times about, like, because he's less jaded, right?
He got an older brother?
He's the only boy, which is also, look, but let me tell you, I looked up. He's the only boy, the oldest of three younger sisters and a single mom. He knows how to treat a woman.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's circumstantial. If he were a little knucklehead, peasy-headed baby of the family, it might be a different experience with a guy 5 years younger than myself.
Yeah.
But the way that the universe set it up, he is just extremely mature. He's a caretaker. He is not jaded because he's younger. So, like, you know how sometimes you'll get with older men and they have baggage and all this extra stuff, children, ex-wives, just all of these thoughts about women and dating that are completely ridiculous, but they've been cheated on or whatever they've been through, right? He doesn't have all of that because he's younger. He hasn't had 20 years in the dating game and been just knocked off his, you know, orbit or whatever. So that, I would say that's definitely one of the advantages, him being less jaded and fun. He's fun.
What's the disadvantage?
The disadvantage, I would say, is how I feel sometimes when I think I'm being too mature.
Okay.
You know, sometimes I feel like my tone about things will come off a little motherly because I am a little older, and there are things that he's going to approach in life that I've already come to, made decisions about, made it through successfully or unsuccessfully, and now I have feedback.
Right.
But I have to be mindful to, like, be gentle, don't scold, like, you know, because some of the things are like, really? But then I remember, met you at 22, yes, now you're 24, but even when I was 24, I still had things to learn. I still have things to learn at 29.
Me too. I think I'm still have stuff to learn at 50.
Honey, that's life is for learning.
But I don't want to be single saying I'm still trying to find a man at 50.
That's a fact. And you also don't want to keep getting men and losing men. Because I know older women that have had unsuccessful relationship after unsuccessful relationship after unsuccessful relationship. And
don't bring that energy in here.
Girl, I got all this positivity. I got all of it. But what I'm saying is you have to, again, be open to new things, right? Because some of these instances are dating the same type over and over, which I fell victim to at a point in my life.
Okay.
Again, my list was very particular, and if you didn't hit them check marks, we're done.
Did he hit some of the check marks in your journal?
He hit the non-superficial checkpoints at about a 97%.
Oh.
The superficial things, they don't matter. And guess what? He's still handsome. It's all outdoors. He's still taller than me while I had a few more inches added.
She wanted him to be like 7'2". If you don't stop it.
I didn't want him to be 7'2" exactly. But, I mean, I'm 5'2", so I definitely know it's like a short woman complex that I have, and I felt like someone needs to overcompensate for my height. He's very amazing. I don't know. I don't feel like getting on a rant because I will.
Uh-oh. All right, so what was your most embarrassing moment as a couple?
Most embarrassing moment?
Like, hey, is that your little brother?
No.
No?
We will go to the store. true story, about 3 weeks ago, we went to the corner store. I was trying to buy something that you needed to be over 18 for. I think we had beer, too. Okay. So, like, you got to be 21. I'm talking to the man asking for the things that I want, and he won't even look me in my face. He keeps talking to my boyfriend. So I'm like, do you not hear me, sir? And he refuses to look at me because he feels that my boyfriend is older. And so it kind of registered in my brain that, of course, he wanted to sail, but he wasn't about to talk to the minor.
Right.
So I was like, sir, I'm 29 years old. Here's my ID. He's actually younger than I am while you're only addressing him. Uh-oh. Like, please.
Like, wait a minute.
I won't say it was embarrassing, but it was just like, I felt like I needed to let you know, like, I'm grown. Especially standing next to, I could easily pass for like 18. I get it. Black don't crack.
I tell people, I'm gonna look 18 for the next 18 years.
No, for the next 80 years.
I tell people this. This is what I tell people.
My 94-year-old great-grandmother looks like she's in her 70s. Wow. Good.
Wow.
Okay, people think my mom is my sister. Great. But he does not look like my little brother at all. I think one of the most embarrassing moments, and it's my own embarrassment again, is like telling my friends that he's 5 years younger than me, because some of them are like, ah! And I'm like, ladies.
Yeah, because when you told me, I'm just like, you know what? Because when you said it to me, I'm thinking, would I do that? But I don't see myself doing that. I didn't see myself doing it either. Never. I'm not saying it may not ever happen. I'm just saying that's just not.
It definitely wasn't on my radar. Like, I was not looking in my journal.
Yeah.
He needed to be older or the same age, honestly. All right,
give me three things that was in your journal.
Oh my God.
Any three things. It doesn't have to be what your boyfriend has now. Any three things that was in, because I need ideas on what I need to write. Are you writing like, today was a great day to have gone out?
Nope.
No? Okay. All right.
I don't write in my journal like that at all, which is kind of like diary like.
Right.
I literally was like, I want him to be.
Okay.
He should be, or he is.
Right.
He is. Right?
Right.
So he is generous. He is loving. He is caring. To get more specific, he is ambitious, right?
Okay.
He's focused. He's family oriented.
Right.
And then some of the ridiculous things, right? Like he's 6 feet or taller. He's,
you really wrote that down?
He is, I don't know, the age, right? Wanting him to be same age or older. And then here I am, once after relinquishing, he's younger. And like I said, I'm pretty sure this is the one, right? What other things? I'm trying to think of the more ridiculous things that I was writing.
What are some of the superficial things that you said?
Like, number one, right? Things that I wanted him to be that I wasn't. Okay, I want him to make X amount of dollars. Honey, child, where?
You had a salary in there? In your journal?
Girl, first of all, my younger self, I'm happy that she's grown up.
Would you put something ridiculous, like $200,000?
No, it wasn't that. It was just like, I wanted to feel secure.
Right. As we all do.
Exactly. But that's all you need to say, is that you want to feel secure. I went overboard saying, so he needs to make X amount of dollars.
Hey.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was one of the things that I really had to look at. And yes, I would like you to be handsome. But guess what? I have actually played myself by dating unhandsome men. And what if he was the one that I ended up with, right?
Right.
So you being extra right now saying he must be, because for a moment in time, I'm not going to say which guy it was that I dated, but I have dated a guy that wasn't the most attractive. And we lasted for a good amount of time because all of the other things that I needed at that time, he was. So now, and it's so bad. I remember when I was dating him, I was like, well, if we get married, he'll be my first ex-husband. Superficial. I'm telling you, I've come a long way. And that's what I'm saying. That's how I know that.
But how you stay in a relationship? You know he ugly.
Girl. See, no. How you not going to be in a relationship just because somebody's ugly?
First of all,
ugly people need love too.
You eat and that's with subjective. Your eyes first.
No.
And I'm going to say it like that because I'm a chubby girl and I relate everything to eating. You eat with your eyes first. You see the person. There has to be some type of attraction.
Well, he and I were friends for many years before we decided to date. So I will say that there was the friendly comfort. Like, I didn't meet this ugly man and be like, you ugly, but I'm going to go on this date.
Okay.
Nah.
So he like kind of rolled out of the friend zone.
He knew what he was doing. He worked real hard to get up out of that friend zone. And he did. Now I'm sure he probably wants to be in the friend zone. It ain't last though,
because you knew he was ugly. That's why you was talking about he gonna be your first ex-husband. No.
It was I started to learn things about him you know how they say like you can be a beautiful ugly, but if a beautiful person, but if you act ugly, you start to look ugly.
Yeah.
So I was able to like get beyond it until it started to really rear its head, and I was like, you know what. We're just not going to be able to do this any longer. And I do apologize, but, like, it's just not working.
It's just your face.
No, it wasn't even his face.
I'm joking. I'm just being an ass. But I kind of feel like when you meet someone, the first thing you do before you even speak, you're looking at them.
That's a fact.
Right. So you eat with your eyes first. So if I look at you and I'm not attracted to you, now I'm saying... my definition of attraction. I don't care if anyone else thinks he's ugly or cute or fine or whatever.
Ooh, fine.
Right. If I think he a snack, he a snack. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm attracted...
he's a snack.
Right? If I think he's attractive, like, then I'm all for it. But if I don't find you attractive, I kind of feel like, in my head, you're automatically friend-zoned.
And that's fair, because these are your needs.
Right.
For me, again, that was the only time that I took that route. We were friends first.
Okay.
So there was a familiarity. I hate that word. Why did I just use it? And it's based on your needs, right? If you have to be able to stomach their face every single day, then that's on you. But some people... So let's go take it here, right? Let's say... I mean, Seal had Heidi Klum. I'm so sorry, Seal. But it's true. It's like, what are they meeting that part doesn't matter? And how attractive can he be but miss all the other things on the list? But at least he looks good.
I'm not saying I need a man that's like drop dead gorgeous, but he's a piece of shit. I just need an even balance. You don't have to be drop dead gorgeous. You can be, I can find you attractive, but you check off other things on my list. It doesn't have to be 100% complete, but the majority of the things I would like you to check off. And I'm going to go and I'm going to make this husband journal. At first, I scribbled down boyfriend journal. I changed it to husband journal. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to make this husband journal. I'm going to go back and look at it. I'll probably do it like once a week.
However often you need to do it.
And then go back and look at it?
I was reviewing it about once a week. And you could write one thing,
damn,
right?
How much you was writing in the journal?
I write every day. Huh? I told you.
Every day.
It's also your request, right? So just like I had to correct you and say that it actually wasn't my boyfriend journal. Sorry that I said it the wrong way because it was my husband journal. I stopped praying for a boyfriend a long time ago.
Right.
I called in my grandmother. Actually, my mom's birthday is January 31st. So at the top of the year... we had a dinner for her with family and friends. And, you know, at the end, I stood up and I was like, hey, guys, I just want to let you all know that I am, you know, looking for a husband.
Right.
So I want you all to put me in your prayers.
I do that all the time.
Okay.
I do that at every family gets. Like, I feel like they are tired of me. Like, damn, Trish, you still ain't got a man.
But then you need just one. So my grandmother was my one.
Okay.
My grandmother was my one. And I would get on the phone with her. She's in Tuskegee, Alabama. And even now, she still checks in to make sure that we are on track. I would get on the phone with her, and I would be like, you know, Granny, I'm dating this guy, and or I'm not, but I'm still optimistic because this is the year, or, you know, it's going to happen.
Right.
And she was my accountability partner. She would check in on me and be like, you know, how are we doing? Okay, tell me about whoever you may be dating if I am. That sounds good. Or, you know, well, in my experience. And she really walked through it with me. And I trusted her because she's not my girlfriends that are the same age
as
me.
Right.
She is a more experienced woman and she has hindsight for days. So she was my accountability partner. She's still my accountability partner. But again, I started praying for a husband, and my husband is my partner, because even a husband and a partner, they are not synonymous unless you make them synonymous.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So understanding that was what I wanted. And then husband relationships are completely different for each, or married relationships are completely different for everyone.
Yeah.
So then I had to say, what does mine look like? And I recently got a confirmation, which made me feel a little bit more comfortable. Are you familiar with Janet Mock?
Yes.
she was speaking about her husband. I believe she was talking to Kris Jenner, and they were talking about just like the supportive role that she played for getting Bruce back out there, now Caitlyn. And Janet was saying how her husband is very much the supportive. Like, while she is writing and being a personality and doing all these things, he's making sure she eats. He's walking the dog. He's making sure that everything's okay. He's running through her lines with her and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That is her relationship, and that is what her husband looks like.
Right.
Could be a house husband, and some people will be like, absolutely never, right? But what does house husband really mean? You could work from home. What does house husband really mean? You know what I mean? So, for me, I'm completely fine with those things. I am very proud to say that my boyfriend asks me every day when I get up to work from home, is there anything I can do to help you? You know what I mean?
Aww.
So, again, that's something that I need. The next lady might be like, uh-uh, you need to be out in the world. Don't worry about what I'm doing. I could take care. No.
You know,
I love that you
want to
take care of me. Please.
I want both.
Look, I was a daddy's girl, and it ain't died yet, so cuddle me like I'm 3 years old some days. I want the extra nose kisses. I do. But that's what I want.
Right.
Some women don't even want to be in the same room with him. Meanwhile, I'm like, I haven't seen you in 4 hours. I miss you so much.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Is he outside waiting for you right now?
You know, usually he would be. But I was like, babe, I got to do this on my own.
Oh.
So, but that's how we are. And that works for us.
Right.
Right. Some people are like, oh, no, I can't even like spend 3 days in a row with my boyfriend before I need a break. And I'm like,
so how you gonna get married to him?
It's their perspective, and they are only creating what it is that they're attracting. I can't. That's on them. If they like it, I love it. I got what I like and I love. And people get what they like and they love. And some of us like the fight, right?
Right.
Some of us like the, oh, well, now I have a reason to go and drink all night and party with my girls because yet another relationship didn't work. Like, okay, let's start writing some new stories.
I'm not looking forward to
that. No. I'm not saying you.
No, I'm saying, but who would look forward?
It's not intentional. It's just patterns that we set up for ourselves. We're so used to, oh, he didn't call me back in 2 hours. He must not like me. Oh, this guy. Well, maybe his grandmother passed.
Maybe he's taking a
serious
nap.
Things are. Maybe he's not feeling well.
Right.
Maybe he's just being human, and humans do whatever they need to do.
Right.
But we are pattern humans, right? We're based on behavioral patterns, so we're fixated on what we already know, and most times afraid of the unknown.
True.
So we start to tell ourselves these stories all over again, because the first time you ever liked someone, that happened. So any signs of that again, oh my God, it's happening to me again.
But it's like you're projecting it.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you're doing.
You're automatically thinking it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go home. I'm going to do this husband journal, and I'm going to bring this husband to me.
Exactly.
I'm going to bring him to me.
And now, be honest with yourself, too.
I will be 100% honest. I think I'm honest, period. But I'm going to be real honest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get real specific, because if you're going to pray or ask, you have to be specific.
Know the details.
Right. So I'm going to, you know, get a little more detailed. It won't be like my list that everybody's ready to kill me for. It'll be a little more detailed. And I'm not going to share it with y'all, because y'all just judging me.
Well, maybe you could share it with me. We don't have to share it with everyone, but maybe you and I can become accountability partners together
to
get your husband.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I've been telling all of my good girlfriends, like, if you don't have your husband journal already, start it.
Right.
Just try it out. You get to see what it is you're really looking for. You get it out of your head. So you've already started with your list, and yours was the boyfriend list. And that's, I'm like, wait, no, it's actually a husband list, like journal. Like, come on, we have to change it up.
Yeah.
When you're praying for a boyfriend, you're going to get boyfriend. But what takes boyfriend to fiance to husband? Because we can have a bunch of boyfriends.
Yeah.
But I want a fiance. I want to, oh my God, New York, right? Tiffany, whatever her name is. I love New York.
Yeah.
Yes. One of my, literally, it became my life motto. It's so funny.
Something she said?
She said, she's on a date, y'all. And she says, I want my name dropped, meaning I want to be married. I want my eggs cracked, meaning I want a child. I am not fucking around with you. And this is what she says to the man on the date. I would never go there. But that is how we be feeling inside, right?
I mean, that's how we feel, but you also don't want to put it out there like that. You
want
to remix it.
We already know she's crazy.
Right. She's obviously, she's certified. There's medication. She's probably on it or may have missed a dose. But I think we all feel that way, but it's just how you relay the message.
Exactly. And I have never said that to not one man in my life, but in my heart, that's how I
that's
felt.
That's what you feel.
You
yeah.
know? And it was funny because other women know this like little phrase as well. They've seen the video. And so it's like me and a few of my girls, it's our little secret saying when we're having conversations like these. We're like, because don't forget, I want my name dropped. You know? But it's true.
No, I want my name hyphenated.
Ooh, you yes. go ahead and do the hyphen.
I'm gonna need the hyphen.
I just don't want an extremely long name. And my boyfriend's last name now is Hernandez, which is already a whole bunch of letters. Like, I don't... I just don't need like an 80-letter name personally.
Me either, but I'm a hyphen.
You do that, okay? Kardashian West.
Ooh. All right.
She don't even have the hyphen though. She just did it. She said hyphen who?
But she that's another episode.
We don't even have to go there.
That's another episode.
Hey Kim.
Uh-oh. All righty. Well, thanks Alexis for coming and sharing your experience. It's very informative. Like, it'll make me think twice. Like, if a guy comes to me and he's not exactly in my age bracket, I would think twice about it. Because you said how mature he is. So I'm definitely going to think twice about it.
There's always someone exceptional everywhere.
Yeah, there's always an exception to the rule.
Exactly. So.
Alrighty. Well, thanks everyone for listening. The takeaway from this show is, how important is age in a relationship to you? Is it a make or break kind of thing? Let me know. Thank you.